Welcome back. Welcome back. Today is episode number 5. Lord have mercy. Time is just a-moving, and I'm so excited about it, and I hope you are too. Welcome to Fuck That. It's time to pivot. It's time to pivot in the direction of what you want. The question is, what do you want? Yesterday's topic was, who the fuck are you? Who are you at your core? So I am hoping that you sat with yourself, that you got down and dirty, that you took 1 minute, at least 1 minute with yourself. And if not, it's time to do that. Take a minute with yourself. We're not gonna do our minute yet, but we will. Right now, I want to talk about what today's topic is. I'm Gangster Chef Cabrini, and I'm always giving you food and food for thought for your subconscious mind. Always feeding that soil, honey, that subconscious soil, planting the seeds. We're planting seeds in the subconscious soil so that you can till the soil as we pivot in the direction of 2021. Remember, 2020, I am deeming it the year of insight, perfect insight, right? Because we're all striving to have 2020 vision. So if we take 2020 right now and we deem it as the perfect vision, I know right now it seems to be that 2020 was fucked up. Well, sometimes we have to have something to disrupt us so that we could have a wake-up call. We have to fall so that we could have a wake-up call. Now, let's not fall so deep, people. So the topic yesterday was, who the fuck are you? And I want you to dig deep into that question, because that one's going to take a minute. And then I'm going to give you the topic today, and I'm going to toggle with those two for the rest of the week, which today is Sunday, and Sunday, the day before Monday. And on between during this week, we're going to toggle between who the fuck are you and what do you want. So we're going to go back and forth so that I can help guide you to helping you understand how to get to who you are at your core, right? Then you can identify what you want. Because the topic today is, what do you want? I know who I am, but what do I want? Sometimes it's so hard and it's very challenging to uncover what it is you want. You know, I could ask you right now, what don't you want? What don't you like in your life right now? And you could give me, listen, you could give me, you'd still be talking to me right now because you know all of it. You work at a job you don't want. You're in a relationship you don't want. You're in a body that you don't want. You could go on, we could go on and on about the things that you don't want. But when I ask you what you want, sometimes my clients tend to become silent. They become quiet because they don't know what they want. Am I deserving of what I want, Cabrini? Can I really have that thing I want? Well, you know, I was told that I couldn't. I was told that I wasn't worthy enough. I was told that I was, you know, too fat, too loud, too black, too proud, all of these things. And then you grew up with the phrase that says, money don't grow on trees. Well, guess what? Money does grow on trees. Look at that lemon that's in your backyard. Look at that avocado on that avocado tree. That's money growing on trees. Then they told you, well, you know what? Be careful what you ask for because it might come true. What? Why would someone tell you to be careful for what you ask for? How about be grateful for what you ask for? Because guess what? You're gonna get it. So that's what we're talking about today. What is it that you want? What is it that you want at your core? Now, you know, since we've been in this COVID, you know, people realize that, you know, maybe things are not that important. Maybe it's really about my health that's important. How do I get to a healthy way of living, thinking, eating, being? Well, it takes the willingness to want to. It takes the willingness to want to really explore what does it mean to live and be healthy, right? I could say for me, you know, I've always been on my quest to help people, always been on my quest to talk to people. And in that, you know, I've had restaurants, I've had businesses, I've had clubs. And of course, I'm in an environment of alcohol. So I found myself drinking and drinking and drinking, socially drinking, right? Well, not realizing that I had started becoming dependent on drinking. So I started having liver numbers that were not good. So I had to go back and do the work of getting my liver numbers at a normal, well, slightly right now higher than normal, but now they're at a good number. And I took a month to do that. It is challenging for me though, because I enjoy drinking. So I've decided, I've curtailed myself from drinking every single day. And of course, COVID, you know, everybody's talking about people that are now becoming alcoholics because of COVID. Well, now I'm finding myself saying, okay, because I can drink as much as I want, because I'm now, I don't have to go anywhere, I don't have to drive anywhere. So now I'm being more cognizant of how much I drink and when I drink, making those concerted efforts to change that one thing that is hindering, right? And it has become a challenge. As I'm sure for most of you, different things are becoming a challenge for you. Some of you may be eating, some of you may be drinking, some of you it may be not wanting to do exercise. And if you think about it, during COVID, all of that comes into play. So right now, today, we're going to start today on Sunday, perfect day to start something, right? We're going to start paying attention and asking ourselves, what do I want? What do I really want at the end of the day? If at the end of the day, if I were looking at my life right now, and you are, what would you say is most important to you? Is it that car that you can't really drive to go anywhere right now anyway? Is it the home that's oh so beautiful that you pay so much money for? Ooh, wouldn't that be great to just be in that home and just be comfortable, be able to work from your home? What? Be in your house every day, the beautiful home that you have that you've created? Oh, okay. So now we're going to just go through on tomorrow. We're going to go through talking about different things that you want, what you want most, what's needed, what's not needed. We're going to peel back those layers because today is day 5 and we have 31 days. So we're going to take the time to peel the layers back one by one. And I'm here to do it together with you because I love you and I'm so excited about doing this with you. 31 days, 31 ways to pivot into 2021 with the perfect 2020 vision. So now sit back. Let's do our 1 minute of meditation. Are you ready? Sit back. Breathe in deeply and exhale. Let's go. 1 minute of quiet with yourself. And when we go in this 1 minute, I want you to think about what's most important to you. What do do I really want? Say your name. Cabrini, what do I really want? How can I serve my life and expand upon someone else's? What do I really want? Let's go. You know, every time I'm doing a minute with you, I'm always reminded of how long a minute is. So I hope that you got something from this minute, this 1 minute with yourself. And as we move forward into the month, we're going to start to uncover what's really important to you, what really serves you, what really gets you happy and excited about life. Because right now, if nothing gets you excited about life, there is something, but we're just going to peel the layers back. Because we're going to find out at the core, who the fuck are you? And then we're going to find out what you want. And then we're going to go to number three. Because in Cabrini's Law, fuck that, there are three core questions and five principles. Right now, we're on the three core questions. Number one, who the fuck are you? Number two, what do you want? And if you are listening right now and you've probably heard me say, fuck that, you don't know what it means. It stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time. THATT. In life and in business, good and bad. So let's uncover what's the good, because I'm sure you're probably already living the bad. So let's explore, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.